new name, new time, new place. Keeping up with the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight, I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Dee Whittington, who is the Public Relations Chairman for the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight. You may be saying to yourself, gosh, you know, Dee's name sounds familiar, but not the name of the event. So, Dee, we're going to start out by welcoming you in and thanking you for taking a few minutes out for our listeners.
I'm really happy to be here and talk to folks about our event, for sure.
Well, for those people who seem to have your name ring a bell but not the name of the event, tell us a little bit about the recent history of this fly-in, because it has changed from it was, if I recall, one of the Heritage EAA regional events at one time.
Yes, that's true. There were 8 regional fly-ins. We were one of them, the only one on the East Coast, and we were called the Virginia Regional EAA fly-in. And as many of your listeners will know, I guess almost a couple of years ago now, EAA decided that EAA had to come out of the name of all the regionals. So we reconfigured the name, came up with a little different sort of a document that we signed with EAA to make sure that the public knew that we were totally independent and EAA did not control us, which is what they wanted. And so our name changed to Virginia Regional Festival of Flight.
All right. Now, this has happened to some of the other events that were in the same situation. I know notably Arlington, which had the unfortunate court case that I think really prompted some action on this regard. But you guys have been through some more changes, too, because you've changed locations by a significant distance.
Yes, we did. For 10 years, we were at the Dinwiddie County Airport, which is just south of Richmond, Virginia. And for those who don't know, that's sort of in the center of the state of Virginia, 100 miles south of Washington, D.C. But we did move. We essentially outgrew that airport. Although the airport is not that small, finding enough smooth area on the grass to park airplanes and that sort of thing. And some years we had over 600 airplanes show up, and it really strained things. So anyway, for a number of years, we have been invited by the city of Suffolk. And again, you may not know where Suffolk is, but most people know Norfolk and Virginia Beach. And so we're about 35 miles west, due west of Virginia Beach. And it's just been a marvelous experience to move to that airport, which we did last year. And this will be our second year, our 12th overall, but our second at Suffolk.
Okay, now for those who think they can still find the event, you've also changed the weekend.
yes. Well, you know, it's you try many things, and sometimes things work and sometimes they don't. Last year, because we had been in late in the fall before, in October mostly, and but Suffolk has a major event on the corner of the airport called the Peanut Festival. Mm-hmm. Peanuts are a big deal down there. Planters Peanuts, I don't know if they still do, but used to have their headquarters there. And so they have that event, which they'd had for years and years and years, the second week of first or second week of October. And it takes 3 weeks to set it up. So essentially that killed us being there in October. So we looked carefully and thought we found a really good weekend, namely mid-June last year, 14-15 June. But as luck would have it, we blew it in three ways we maybe could have predicted, and one we couldn't. One, it was International Young Eagles weekend.
Okay.
Another was which we didn't really realize, practically every high school in the area had graduation. Mm-hmm. And also it was Father's Day weekend, and we thought, well, Father's Day, that makes good sense. But it turns out that in many families, father doesn't really do what he wants to do on Father's Day. The wife already has it planned, and it's not going to the airport. So, and the thing we could never predicted, we had an unfortunate situation with not much rain on Central East Coast, and the dismal swamp, yes, the dismal swamp caught on fire.
Oh.
And we had smoke all over Southeast Virginia. And previous to that, there'd been fires in eastern North Carolina. So we had from, you know, semi-IFR to full IFR conditions going and coming during that weekend. And that really did nail a lot of people who wanted to fly in.
Okay, now, despite all of that, it seemed to have been at least a moderately successful event. How do you feel about the change in venue as it relates to moving it closer to population centers and so forth?
Yes, even so, in many ways, it was the best one we'd ever had. We really are very happy with all sorts of features of being at Suffolk. One is that's the Greater Hampton Roads area, a number of towns that are all connected, and we have probably over 1.3 million people within a 45-minute drive, and many of them are very aviation-oriented, military, like Oceana Naval Air Station, Langley, NASA, and Fort Eustis for the Army and that sort of thing. In addition, we have support from the airport manager and the city that is just like died and gone to heaven. Mm-hmm. He has just done the manager, Kent Marshall, has done almost everything, including things that we couldn't believe, that to help us out with advertising and even cutting the fuel costs. And he's always very competitive on fuel. But that weekend, you're probably going to have the cheapest fuel on the East Coast at Suffolk, in addition to regular 100 low lead, which you can get with a truck. It's one of the only two places in Virginia to get auto gas. And it's a self-service auto gas pump there. And then the tourism department of the city of Suffolk has just been marvelous. They lay out and create our program for us, which is just and do a super professional job, and all sorts of other help as far as getting us certain vendors and certain backup, and just all sorts of, every time we turn around, they're helping us out. So it's a really good fit. We're happy with them, and they say they're happy with us.
Now we get to 2009, and the event's going to be held on Saturday, Sunday, May 30th and 31st, which is, for those who are on traditional calendars, we remind them that this is now officially the weekend after Memorial Day weekend. So this kind of puts you in a place where there shouldn't be a whole lot to compete with, or at least, not deal killers that would keep people home.
We hope that's the case. We looked at the calendar, and certainly from an aviation standpoint, we think there's no, in the reasonable distance, there's no big event, and there's no huge festival in Norfolk or Virginia Beach and that sort of thing. So, yes, we think this weekend will work. Now, we've already published on the EAA main website the other two dates coming up for the next 2 years. And of course, it's going to change simply because Memorial Day changes, since it's the last Monday of May. But for this year, we're the weekend after Memorial Day.
My guest is Dee Whittington, who is the Public Relations Chairman for the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Dee Whittington, who's the Public Relations Chairman of the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight, which is coming up on May 30th and 31st this year. And Dee, last year there was a lot of talk about the economy at Oshkosh. Domestic visitors were down slightly, made up for in part by international visitors, which were up, probably based on the weaker dollar that made them have more spending power. Gas prices were high. Some of the regionals got hurt. Were you guys in that boat last year, and how do you think you did? I know it's not apples to apples because of all the changes, but how was attendance last year? Down?
That's true. And for as you mentioned, very good reasons. One is when you do move, a lot of people just didn't realize we'd moved. And then, of course, the weekend itself has to do with that. But overall, we were very happy. And the people who came were very happy of the layout and everything that happened. I think we ended up with in the area of 200 aircraft. And as I say, we'd had some previous years with over 600. So, but remember, flying through smoke is not what most home builders do. The other thing is we did have, I would it's a little hard to do the counting that we needed to do this year. We're going to be more accurate. We're probably in the range of 2,500 people total. Mm-hmm. Again, most years we'd been up in the range of, well, it depends. It varies depending on the weather, but 4,000 or 5,000, and we hope to grow from there. We've certainly got the ability with the infrastructure there. And you remember I mentioned the Peanut Festival. The neat thing is Peanut Festival, because they're there on the corner of the airport, they had put in underground electric, underground water available to us, little paved streets. Mm-hmm. So we get to use those facilities, which were, you know, put in at some expense for them.
Well, it sounds like an ideal setup, and you'll have an advantage this year in that fuel prices will be well below what they were at this time last year.
And I'm sure that had an effect last year, too.
It looks as though you've attracted a very impressive list of vendors and exhibitors and forums. Tell us a little bit about what people should look forward to. If someone's an EAA or even just an aircraft enthusiast who isn't necessarily into home building, what is the draw for someone to come out for the weekend and spend it with you guys?
Well, obviously, it depends on what people's are into. But I'm particularly will mention first the forums, which, by the way, I organized in addition to doing PR. But we've got the largest group of forums we've ever had, about 38, I guess, presentations. And we've got two really special ones, or two different types. One is the FAA charting office up in Silver Spring, Maryland. We'll be there on Saturday to give two two-hour forums, one on IFR, one on VFR charts. And if anybody out there has not attended one of these, I think they're dynamite. It will teach you more about charts than you ever knew. Very practical, really, you know, done by a fellow who really knows his stuff. Another unusual thing, and I can't quite remember how I found out about him, but I have a fellow called Peter Rouse coming in from Kansas City, Missouri, and he's with the FAA out there. He's a small airplane person, but he's an engineer with a specialty in fuels, and he'll be talking about ethanol and gasoline, something that's becoming quite a consideration for many people if you use auto gas in an airplane or even, you know, with an STC or in something like a Rotax engine. Mm-hmm. So those two. Plus, we have a whole range of things. We have the Dynon people talking about glass panels. We have Dick Kohler, and many people will know Dick Kohler, just a top person. You see him at Oshkosh. You see him all over the country. He's a teacher talking about LSA maintenance and the new 406 megahertz ELTs, and that requirement. We've just got a wide range, and if you go on our website, you'll see the listing, including things that are not as technical, like the history of aviation in Virginia, or a really good friend of mine who's doing a presentation on glider flying. Wonderful pilot and flight instructor, and he will tell you things about aerodynamics and gliders, which apply to a power plane. And so, a whole range of really interesting things.
Well, it does look like an impressive lineup of forums, and I congratulate you guys for putting this together. I guess the final question would be, if someone needs to stay in the area overnight, I would think being near the Hampton Roads Market Center would be a big advantage in terms of the availability of things like hotel rooms and restaurants and other amenities.
But we're sort of out, you know, Suffolk is far enough away, about 35 miles, as I said, from west of Virginia Beach. If you look on the website, we've got three of the closest motels listed. And one of them, the Best Western, actually, if I could put in a plug, has come up with a really low rate. And it's a one that, by the way, that has been totally rebuilt because they had a fire a year and a half ago. So it's all new. And anyway, and we also have a shuttle van that'll provide. So if you fly in and want to stay at one of the motels and not camp, and we do have camping for under the wing camping, then you can, you can get taken back and forth. So, yes, you've got plenty of places to stay. We have also RV camping on the airport. We've got plenty of room for that. So, and of course you can, you're right. The big Hampton Roads area is wide open, but you don't have to be very far away. I think you'll find that it's very easy to find a place to stay, and stay overnight and have 2 days.
Let's refer them to the website then, which is www.virginiaflyin.org. And, is there any particular reason to pay attention to pre-registering, or is it just show up and bring your wallet at the time?
Yes, possibly next year we'll have on the website some sort of way to pre-register. But this time, no, just show up. It's there is a fee. If you've ever done one of these things, you'll know they don't rental tents and all sorts of other things like PA systems do not come free. Mm-hmm. So we've lowered the price. It's only $10 for 14 and up. Under that is free. And if you fly in, we cut the price in half to $5. And we'd love to have you show up, and we'd like to have some help, too. So on the website is a place you can click to volunteer, and if you volunteer, you get in free, plus you get lunch either Saturday or Sunday, or if you're there Saturday, we have a wonderful volunteer dinner. We're going to have a special speaker, too. So we've got, everything on the website. We'll tell you about it. Plus, if you want to know how to fly in there, we've got a wonderful set of photographs and drawings that'll show you exactly the best way to fly in and be safe.
Listen, Dee, it sounds like you guys have pretty much figured out all the important things. We'll look forward to seeing how the event does this year. I know that air show attendance so far this year is up dramatically, despite the recession. So perhaps some of that'll spill over to the regionals and some of the local flying events this year, too, because, you know, you can only sit around the house and look out the window so long, even in a recession, when you got to get out and do something.
Well, that's great. And yes, and that's true. So please come, everyone. And we do have a wide range of vendors are there. We have probably 19 aircraft vendors. We've got, again, go on the website. The listing's there. And tell you the truth, they're still signing up. So we are really excited about it.
All right, Dee, good luck with the event. We'll talk to you and see how it went afterward.
Thank you, Paul.
Dee Whittington is the Public Relations Chairman for the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.